Hey everybody, Rob Maurer here, and today we're going to be talking about a couple of interesting comments made by Elon Musk recently, one in a leaked email and one to the Wall Street Journal in reply to the JP Morgan lawsuit that we had discussed last week. Then we've also got updates on both Giga Berlin and Texas, a little bit of news on the stock, and a few other things as well. We'll start off with the stock, kind of a roller coastery day today, but Tesla did end up finishing up 1.75% to $1,156.87. And that was despite a pretty challenging macro environment today. The Nasdaq started the week off down 1.25%. As I'm recording, not sure if Elon Musk has continued selling stock today. We're just going to have to watch for that throughout the evening tonight, see if we see any more Form 4s. We actually didn't get any new Form 4s from Elon on Friday. We did get a Form 4 from Zach Kirkhorn, though, kind of surprised everybody. And he sold about 1,000 shares, so pretty small number for the CFO. And that was a pre-scheduled sale from all the way back in May. As for Elon, if it does turn out that we did have some selling from him today, I think that would be pretty bullish considering the price action. If we do, I'm guessing it's going to be another round of exercise and selling to cover taxes in pre-scheduled sales. It's a very small pattern, can hardly even call it a pattern, but we have seen that the last 2 Mondays, so I wouldn't be surprised if we saw that today as well. All right, getting into the news, we're going to start off with one that is a little bit humorous here. We know that Tesla and Elon don't really comment to the media all that often, preferring to directly communicate on Twitter. But in this case, Elon Musk did reply to the Wall Street Journal, which was seeking comments on an article regarding JP Morgan's lawsuit of Tesla that we talked about last week. Hopefully that absolves us from having to give any more background on that. So we'll just get right into Elon's comment here. And in reply to the Wall Street Journal, he said, quote, "If JP Morgan doesn't withdraw their lawsuit, I will give them a 1-star review on Yelp. This is my final warning," end quote. So to me, this is just like peak Elon because it is genuinely humorous. It's lighthearted, but still a nice little takedown of JP Morgan. It comes from a place of confidence. It'll get a lot of attention, and I think it's tough to be critical of it. It doesn't resort to any sort of personal attacks. It's just a lot more positive and still true to Elon Musk, and therefore I think a lot more likable than, for example, some of the Bernie Sanders tweets that we had talked about earlier. And again, just like then, it's definitely not my place to say what Elon should or shouldn't be doing. That's obviously his own prerogative, but I do think it's okay for us to kind of discuss and reflect on that and maybe provide some feedback. And I think in general, that's a pretty good societal construct. But anyway, happy to see Elon having some fun with this. And I do kind of wonder if this made something click for Elon in terms of him basically just being able to put whatever jokes he wants in any article whenever. Because whatever comment he gives, they're basically going to end up printing and it's going to get a lot of attention. So maybe we see that turn into another outlet for Elon in addition to Twitter. The other commentary from Elon that was published this weekend was by CNBC, and the timing was a little bit weird here because despite it being published this weekend, it's actually from a leaked email from October 4th. This email was a follow-up to another email that we had already discussed that was basically clarifying to Tesla workers that they could listen to music on-site as long as it was reasonable, but sounds like some managers were not actually allowing that, hence this follow-up email with the subject matter of "Please Note," where Elon writes, quote, "If an email is sent from me with explicit directions, there are only 3 actions allowed by managers. Number 1, email me back to explain why what I said was incorrect. Sometimes I'm just plain wrong. 2, request further clarification if what I said was ambiguous. Number 3, execute the directions. If none of the above are done, that manager will be asked to resign immediately. Thank you, Elon," end quote. So I did see some articles this weekend that kind of plucked that last line out and presented it in isolation without the context from the other points, which I think if you look at all 3 in combination, it's pretty clearly reasonable. Either do what you were explicitly asked to do, or explain your justification for not wanting to do so. Really, there should be no gray area there. If there were a gray area, such as something being left up to manager discretion, that could be a part of the explicit directions. So I don't think anything too surprising there. Maybe the most surprising part about this is why it's coming out 6 weeks after the email actually was sent. Seems like a weird time to leak things, but who knows. All right, next up, we've got updates on both Giga Berlin and Texas. First off, in Berlin, of course, as we had talked about, today marks the end of the public commentary period for any objections to the Giga Berlin permitting process. Of course, those comments now have to be reviewed, but we did get a small update from Brandenburg's Minister of Economic Affairs, Jörg Steinbach, today, with Berlin.de reporting that Steinbach, quote, "remains optimistic even after the last objections of critics at the factory of the U.S. electric car manufacturer Tesla, that the first electric cars will roll off the production line in Grünheide near Berlin later this year," end quote. They do note that Steinbach said that he cannot guarantee that, but quote, "however, he assumes that the objections during the new online discussion will not result in giant problems. The mood in the meetings of the task force for the settlement of the U.S. company is also very relaxed at the moment," he described, end quote. So although we don't have a hard schedule, at least this gives us some semblance of one, with Steinbach saying that this year is still possible. And I assume that that task force, as mentioned, can see the comments as they are coming in, so hopefully that relaxed mood reflects on the comments that they are seeing. Anyway, we may also be seeing a little bit more Model Y activity at Giga Berlin. Remember last week we had that drone video from Tobias Lind showing some Model Ys driving out of the factory, and this weekend on Twitter he shared a few shots of a Model Y under a car cover at Giga Berlin. Though it looks like we've got both covered and uncovered shots of it, and I'm not sure why it's covered because it's very dirty, but perhaps another shot of a test production vehicle. Either way, this should finally be in the home stretch now. As for Giga Texas, there have been some new registration documents filed with the Texas Department of Licensing and Regulation for five different areas of Giga Texas. So we've got the body in white, stamping, casting, paint, and general assembly in these registration documents. I don't really know exactly what that means in terms of completion. It does say on these a completion date of December 31st, but I'm not really sure how meaningful that date is. The other interesting information that we get on here is the estimated cost just below that completion date. So for body in white, $182 million, stamping $150, casting $109, paint $126, and then general assembly, much more expensive than the others, at $493 million. All totaled up, that's just over $1 billion for these sections. And just to put that in context, that's about 5 weeks of Tesla's operating cash flow. Let me say that again, 5 weeks. And that's on a trailing 12-month basis using the average. So it's actually probably less than that moving forward. Tesla's capital efficiency is insane. The other update that we've got here for Giga Texas is from Jeff Roberts, who does drone flyover videos, and it sounds like Tesla has now placed the final steel for the first main building. So basically the structure completely done now. Obviously some areas have already been finished and have equipment and things like that, and there will be many more buildings, I'm sure, but a nice milestone as we hopefully head towards production here very soon for Giga Texas as well. Also kind of a cool update out of Texas, Tesla has started a new robotics slash manufacturing program with Austin Community College. So it's a 14-week program for that college, and that can kind of act as a pseudo training program, eventually leading to a job with Tesla. Sounds like right now there are about 60 students enrolled. All right, a few other quick updates here. If anyone did happen to see a CNBC article slash video on FSD beta, they took an FSD beta tester's car out in Brooklyn, New York, and they kind of focused on just the negative experiences that they had rather than some of the positives. Not surprising at all. Anyway, if anyone was curious on a little bit more backstory on their drive, the person that lent the car did post a behind the scenes of things that CNN didn't show. I haven't talked about this because frankly, I don't really care too much about it. Stuff like this is probably going to keep happening and is entirely unsurprising for many reasons that we've talked about at length many times in the past. Wanted to at least briefly touch on it though, because I know it's been a pretty hot topic of conversation. Also, a quick note on FSD beta, it does look like version 10.5 is starting to roll out to non-employees right now. I think that rollout might be a little bit staggered, but we should start seeing some reactions to that tonight. Next, just a quick FYI, that Idra Group, the company that makes Tesla's GigaPresses, is going to be having an open house for people that are interested in learning more about GigaPresses. That's going to be, of course, in Italy, so just probably a select few that might be able to attend that, but just passing it along just in case, that'll be from December 1st through December 3rd. Finally then, we do have a status update from GM on the Chevy Bolt, which of course has been facing a major recall. GM has announced that they will not be restarting production of the Bolt this year, at the earliest sometime in 2022. Before we wrap up for today then, just a quick reminder that on Saturday I did publish my interview with Alex Potter, in case you missed that outside of the normal schedule, go check that out. But that'll wrap it up for today, so as always, thank you for listening, make sure to subscribe and sign up for notifications. You can also find me on Twitter at Tesla Podcast. Oh, and don't forget the market is closed on Thursday and closes early on Friday. In terms of my schedule, a little bit TBD, I'll update on that throughout the week, but we'll see you tomorrow for the Tuesday, November 23rd episode of Tesla Daily. Thank you.